A couple of weeks ago, I quoted from the LA Times, December 9th, quote from the Pope, just to show you that the Catholic Church believes this. Pope John Paul II said this week that all who live a just life will be saved even if they do not believe in Jesus Christ and the Roman Catholic Church. Pope went on to say, quote, the gospel teaches us that those who live in accordance with the Beatitudes, poor in spirit, the pure of heart, those who bear lovingly the sufferings of life, will enter God's kingdom, end quote. The Pope is taking an inclusive view of salvation. The biblical teaching that salvation only comes in response to faith in Jesus Christ is rejected as unreasonable and cruel by people who believe this. The heathen are saved if they just live good lives, if they're just poor in spirit, if they are pure in heart, and if they pursue what is right. They live good lives and they're sincere. It doesn't really matter what they believe. This has been in the fabric of Roman Catholicism for centuries. That is why Catholic apologist Peter Kreeft, who wrote the book Ecumenical Jihad, can say that there are Buddhists and there are Hindus and there are Confucianists and there are Muslims and there are atheists and there are Orthodox Jews, all in heaven, because Christ is not the issue, the gospel is not the issue, the Bible is not the issue, sincerity and goodness is the issue. And this is the natural theology idea that man, by his natural powers, his reasoning powers, and some innate goodness, can ascend to the knowledge of God and the will of God and please God and earn salvation, whether he ever sees the Bible or ever hears about Jesus Christ. The Pope simply affirming what Catholic theology has long believed. Now, this is somehow motivated by some human conception of fairness. It's not fair somehow for somebody somewhere not to be able to be saved when they don't have immediate access to the gospel. But it's not just a Catholic view, and I'm going to reiterate something I read to you a few weeks ago because I want it on this tape. There was an interview that was held between Robert Schuller and Dr. Billy Graham on The Hour of Power. I have the transcript of that conversation. The conversation went like this. Dr. Schuller said, tell me, what is the future of Christianity? Dr. Graham said, I think there's the body of Christ, which comes from all the Christian groups around the world, or outside the Christian groups. I think everybody that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. And I don't think that we're going to see a great sweeping revival that will turn the whole world to Christ at any time. In other words, what he's saying is, there are people in the body of Christ who never heard of Christ, so we don't need to expect that they're all going to come to Christ. They're going to come another way. Further, he says, God's purpose for this age is to call out a people for his name, and that's what God is doing today. He's calling people out of the world for his name, whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world. They are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus, but they know in their hearts that they need something that they don't have. And they turn to the only light they have, and I think they're saved and they're going to be with us in heaven. Dr. Schuller responded, what I hear you saying is that it's possible for Jesus Christ to come into a human heart and soul and life, even if they've been born in darkness and have never heard and never had exposure to the Bible. Is that a correct interpretation of what you're saying? Dr. Graham, yes it is, because I believe that. I've met people in various parts of the world in tribal situations. They've never seen a Bible or heard about a Bible, have never heard of Jesus, but they believed in their hearts that there is a God, and they've tried to live a life that was quite apart from the surrounding community in which they live. Dr. Schuller, this is fantastic. I'm so thrilled to hear you say that. There is a wideness in God's mercy. Dr. Graham, there certainly is. This has certainly leaped from Aristotle to the Catholic Church into evangelical Protestantism. Now we have a kind of Protestant viewpoint that says Muslims and Hindus and whoever are going to be in the body of Christ, in the kingdom, in heaven, with salvation, whether they ever get a Bible or whether they ever hear the gospel or whether they ever know about Jesus Christ. The Billy Graham organization affirmed this position is the same as the one articulated in an article in Decision magazine, which Billy wrote in 1960, so this is not something new. Clark Pinnock, when I was a student in seminary, he wrote a book called Set Forth Your Case, which was a fine Christian apologetic, a Christian evidentialism book, and he was a great champion for the Christian faith. He has since wandered far away and apostatized from that to the point where he now is probably the leading proponent of this wider mercy view. And I'll quote, he says this, "When we approach the man of faith other than our own, somebody in another religion, it will be in a spirit of expectancy to find out how God has been speaking to him and what new understanding of the grace and love of God we may ourselves discover in this encounter. Our first task in approaching another people, another culture, another religion, is to take off our shoes. The place we are approaching is holy. Else we find ourselves treading on men's dreams. More, we may forget that God was here before our arrival." Now that redefines missions pretty significantly. Instead of going into a tribe and saying, these people are lost, these people are doomed in darkness, you walk in there and you say you're standing on holy ground because God has been there in the form of their paganism. He adds, does Pinnock, "God has more going on by way of redemption than what happened in first century Palestine." End quote. I can't imagine a more disastrous belief than that.